From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas as it moves toward Florida, where U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a state of emergency. Florida's Governor Rick Scott says Matthew will likely retain its Category 4 classification with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour when it hits the state late Thursday.
We're going to see rip currents. We're going to see beach erosion. We're going to see tornadoes and hurricane force winds. This is a dangerous storm.
Scott has ordered the evacuation of some 1.5 million people in Florida. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami describes Matthew as extremely dangerous and warned of a storm surge and the possibility of at least 20 centimeters of rain. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria has a grim prediction Thursday for Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of eastern Aleppo, at this rate, may be totally destroyed.
Stefan de Mistura says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. Meanwhile, a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman is warning the United States against launching airstrikes on Syrian army positions, saying those could be a threat to Russian military personnel. He pointed out that the two Russian military bases in Syria are now protected by surface-to-air missile systems. In Washington, a State Department official said despite the warning, the United States will continue holding deliberations about military options in Syria. The European Union on Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency that will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council formally confirmed Portugal's António Guterres on Thursday as the UN's next Secretary General. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations that the final step will be a rubber stamp from the general membership next week.
In a rare show of unity, the 15 UN Security Council members coalesced around the 67-year-old former prime minister and former head of the UN Refugee Agency, unanimously endorsing him to lead the organization when Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Next week, the UN General Assembly is expected to give his appointment the final approval. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
New public opinion polls in the United States show support for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is dwindling. As a third-party candidate, Johnson had been gathering only modest support anyway, but after a string of verbal gaffes, even he admitted that his chances of winning are all but nil. The latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Johnson with 7.1% support, far behind Democrat Hillary Clinton at 43.9% and Republican Donald Trump at 40.7%. Clinton is staying off the campaign trail for a few days to prepare for Sunday's debate. Trump headed to New Hampshire on Thursday for a late-day town hall-style gathering. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely, or a rising tide of protectionism will hurt the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says trade brought tremendous benefits that have lifted millions of people out of poverty.
Now, have policymakers paid enough attention to those pockets, those regional areas where there were more losses than gains? Probably so. And that's why we are calling today for an inclusive globalization, one that actually benefits all players.
She told journalists in Washington Thursday that too many people feel they have been left behind at a time of weak global economic growth. She urged action on policies that work for all. The United Nations is expressing concern about the deteriorating humanitarian situation for civilians trapped in the Afghan city of Kunduz. Street-to-street fighting for control of the provincial capital was reported for a fourth day Thursday. Taliban insurgents began an offensive earlier this week to take the city. A new survey shows a majority of people in China are concerned that territorial disputes with neighboring countries could lead to military conflict. A Pew Research Center released the findings Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.